On life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a rat head in your bucket of chicken.
I cannot stand it. When I eat chicken and there's a rat head in there, I take it back.
In his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the October 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, where we will start the Playhouse with two hateful emails. Emails that just came in from people who are not happy. Not happy. One with me, one with Dan. Dan, you and me, buddy.
Whoa.
I escaped the wrath.
You escaped it. Making them mad out there in Radioland. And we'll tell you what that's all about after we tell you we are brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Yes, I know a little heat in the evening, and you don't really need it maybe during the day. It's all going to change. It's going to get cold. Make sure the heater's working.
Hey!
Rose, I hope you're still listening, because I cannot wait to read your misguided email, your misinterpretive email. Let's do a round of introductions at the control board. The man escaping the wrath of listeners, because he's never done anything wrong.
No.
Eon, the peon, at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, our financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Yes, they are.
And if you are not completely happy with the financial advice you've been getting for the last couple of years, then it may be smart to get a second opinion. And Mark and Jason can help you with that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And Dan Strauss, who, according to this email, not everybody likes, is in the house. Well, join the club. Dan is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I can tell by your laughter you're really upset about this.
I know.
As I am with my email, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy just came back and said he's ready for Halloween. He's got it all ready for the kids. Each kid gets the same thing thrown into their bag. What are you putting in there?
Cheese.
Cheese. Every kid that goes to Rat Boy's house gets cheese. But to his credit, it's a variety. Some kid might get the single slice American cheese in its own little cellophane. Another kid might get a stick of string cheese. Another kid might get, a little glob of mozzarella. He mixes it up for the kids to his credit. Give it up, please. For Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. We are brought to you and proud to speak for Matheny Heating and Cooling. I don't know how many. You know, I heard a commercial on this station. And the way it was phrased, it was phrased sort of like one of the reasons to do business with X Heating and Cooling Company was that they've been around for 25 years.
Whoa.
Well, to anybody who thinks it's important how long somebody's been around, I guess you don't want to go with that company. Maybe you'd want to go with Matheny. How about 73 years? I think that trumps 25. Truth is, company been around 25 doesn't mean they don't know what they're doing, doesn't make them a bad company. But AM and the PM people know that if you're truly AM and the PM, you'll make a call to one place, Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you don't like them, if you don't like the way they outwork or the way they treated you or the way they went through your house, or then don't use them again. Not going to happen. You know how I know it's not going to happen? They've been on here a long, long time, and all I get is emails from people saying exactly what I told them would happen. They, from here on out, won't be calling anybody but Matheny. Why do I hear a lot of noise, like eating or chewing or...
I moved some papers around. That's probably
that
what it was.
That could have been it. Would you have our chief engineer put into your microphone the paper removal suppressor?
Yes.
Yeah. Just tell him you want a PRS. He'll know what it is.
Okay.
Paper removal suppressor.
All right.
And now, back to Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've done this a long time. Third generation now stepping on board. And I have to stress every time, it doesn't matter what model, what make, what type, what age, what size. You can be in a mansion. You can be in a little tiny house. You can be in a big business, a small business. The only thing you need to do is be in either St. Charles County or St. Louis County. St. Louis County, St. Charles County. That's it. And if you live in either one of those counties, anywhere in those counties, it doesn't matter what you have to work on, they'll work on it. If it needs replacing, I can't think of anybody better or more qualified to replace it properly than Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. And now, an email from Rose.
Oh, wait, we
do
have
Bill.
Yeah, let's go. Bring him in here. Shoot. What I just did was pretended to forget him. It's a cruel game to kind of hurt his feelings real quickly.
Again,
and then
twice.
Yeah, and then bring him back just to see how I can handle stress.
You're about to have three hate emails.
Oh, boy. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You want a good, clean, dependable Laclede Cab? Then download this app. It's STL Taxi, and it's free. And it works. Laclede Cab. And now, not forgotten, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, Bill, we're having a great day.
Good. Before we begin, I want to mention, I know you guys are big documentary fans, and forgive me if you've mentioned this before, but I haven't heard you talk about it. Last night on Netflix, and I know it was just released to Netflix, the Glenn Campbell documentary about his struggle with Alzheimer's.
Did we talk about it when it was in the theater, I saw it in the theater. We talked about it about four times since then. It's a tremendous documentary.
Yeah, CNN aired it, I think, like a month ago or something.
Yeah, it's
it just came out on Netflix, and I stayed up way too late last night to watch the whole thing, and it was unbelievable. It was really, really good, and Well, it's hard to watch at times. But.
I have one of those movie apps called Flixster. It's like Rotten Tomatoes. And I told people that when this came out, what they do is they give you the percentage of reviewers that liked it and the percentage of moviegoers that liked it. It is, to this day, the only movie I have ever seen where the rating was 100% and 100%. I've never seen any other movie or documentary get a 100% from reviewers and moviegoers. It's that good.
It really was called I'll Be Me. I just looked that up.
Yep, Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me.
Pretty good. Right. Well, tonight is game one of the World Series, and who cares?
Well, we're not in it.
I want to see the Royals win it.
Yeah, I do. Missouri.
That's fine. They can win, but are you going to watch? You're not going to watch.
Yes, I'll watch it.
Dan watches all sports.
The Blues are on tonight, though. I'll go back and forth. But
you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner is going to return to motivational speaking pretty soon.
Thank goodness.
It's going to be a little tougher this time around because now he's only going to make 77 cents on the dollar.
Oh, see? Oh. He's a woman now. And you said he. You mean she's only going to make 77 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really confused whether it's the...
It is confusing.
It is discrepancy humor.
Well, according to a new poll, one-third of Americans believe animals deserve the same rights as people. The other two-thirds have cats.
No, there go our cat listeners.
Oh, man.
Way to go, cat hater.
Peon has a couple of cats. Yeah. I've always had cats.
Way to go, Peon hater.
And finally, this afternoon.
This has not gone well.
No, it hasn't.
Well, according to a new study, men, you're going to like this, are naturally programmed to want more than one woman, even when in monogamous, that's right, I said monogamous relationships.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the scientists who conducted the study want to know if they can crash on your couch for a while.
Is that it?
No, let him feel the burn.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Flick Lead Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis.
Bill Cleveland,
on the Big 550 KTR.
Bill, hang on a minute. Hang on. My phone just flashed. I have a flashing light. Hang on a second.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
What?
Yeah, no. You are?
Oh, I think it's Dave McNutt.
Oh, this is bad.
You're
a cat lover.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
That was Dave McNutt. He owns the cab. He says... Reluctantly, he will still be a sponsor.
Wow, that is what a guy.
And now you can sign off.
I just did that. Just
okay, bye.
All right, see you later.
Bill Cleveland, everybody. Yeah. There he goes. Cat hater. Which I guess means that you're a hater of cat lovers if you're a cat hater. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And now I'd like to read an email I just received.
Oh, this is great. I'm excited.
Came in this afternoon. Now, for the people who didn't hear the very beginning of the show, and I will tell you, this is a part of what I do that I will never understand. I do my very best to highlight a documentary about autistic children, and what a fantastic documentary it was, the one that everyone should see. And I just checked my emails, and I have several emails from parents of special needs children going, my goodness, thank you. Thank you for calling attention. Thank you for telling people how we should be treated and not to. Then I get this email from Rose Liebig. I don't often use full names, but I am in this case. And if Rose didn't have a disabled son, I'd tear into Rose, but I'm not going to do that. Here's what Rose writes the management of this station. Not me. She writes the people that could get me fired. Mm. As a parent of a disabled 30-year-old son and a teacher for the special school district, I was upset by some of the comments made by Frank O'Pinion this afternoon. Now, let me stop. Not a comment. She was upset with some of the comments. And then she says, we are not to be pitied. We are not to be looked down on. My son is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I won't change a thing. Well, Rose, not once today did I ever say that you should be pitied, and not once did I ever say you should be looked down on. In fact, just the opposite. Rose, I cannot understand for the life of me how you could have gotten that from what I said.
I don't get that one either.
That makes no sense. And Rose, I got a bunch of emails. I just looked at them from other people with disabled children thanking me. Rose, I don't know what you heard. I'm sorry. you have a disabled son. And you know what? Right there maybe is the problem. Because I implied that I had this empathy and I felt bad for people who had this burden and had to carry on for years with this. And I said, you're all going to probably go to a special place in heaven. Maybe she thinks that sounds like pity. But Rose, I don't know where you come up with, I thought you should be looked down on. Rose, you didn't hear. You did not hear this. My advice, Rose, tomorrow, go to KTRS.com. Click on shows, go to Frank Opinion, go down and replay the show, the first hour or first 45 minutes of October 27th. And then you email me, not my boss, you email me and you tell me what it was that I did that was so horrible. Rose, I appreciate the feedback. I actually do, because it reminds me that no matter what I do, there's always going to be somebody who wants to put another spin on it who misinterprets it. And I don't particularly appreciate, Rose, that you decided to go email my superiors about it. Why don't you just email me, and I have your phone number, but I'm not going to call you because I think we're done. I hear you loud and clearly. You didn't appreciate what I did, when in fact, Rose, I think you should have appreciated it, because I don't think that enough time is given on radio shows or TV shows to highlight and showcase and shine a light on the people who spend a lifetime with the burden. And I know you don't consider it a burden, but I look at it as a tremendous cross to bear to have to raise a special needs child. I know that it's a blessing. I've heard people say that, but you completely misinterpreted what I said.
What did Dan do?
Now, mine.
No. I mean, yeah, this is good.
Guessing, does it have to do with Calista Flockhart?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Dan. It's bigger than that.
Really?
Dear Frank.
Oh.
This just came in at 4:49. This is fresh.
Whoa.
Frank, I love your show, but I know Dan Strauss is your friend. I'm sure he is a terribly nice guy. But other than occasionally promoting his band, I can't figure out why he's there. I kind of like him sometimes, but most of the stuff he says is just stupid.
Yeah.
He rarely has anything to contribute to the Burke segment, although today he had the thing about the panic button on the key fob, which you'd already talked about extensively on a previous show. Two other things from today's show. Dead wrong on the room at St. Louis University where the exorcism took place, according to Dan. It actually began in Maryland, continued for a short time at SLU, and ended at Alexian Brothers Hospital, which is now gone, so no birds are dying there. Second, the movie starring Jeff Bridges and Sandra Bullock is called The Vanishing, not Vanished, as Dan claimed.
Oh.
I don't know how many times I've heard him say things like, I don't know, or I forgot, or give an answer that's simply wrong. And I love this part. No offense meant.
Oh, my goodness.
No offense
just
taken.
One man's opinion. You've always known your show and your audience the best. This has just been standing out to me lately. John in St. Peter's. Well, John, thank you for the feedback.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, we actually do appreciate all feedback. And the truth is, John, if you don't like Dan and you're tired of Dan, you'll probably just have to stop listening, because I don't particularly ever want to do a show without Dan. As long as I'm in this business, Dan will probably be on
the
show.
He's our friend.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. Welcome, even though Dan. All that stuff is true, he's our friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was true.
It is?
Yeah. He was right on about everything.
Oh. No, it's not true.
Hey, John is out in St. Peter's. We're playing out in O'Fallon on Saturday night. He can come out and join us.
Oh, yeah, you ought to come out. That'll change your mind.
Come on
you,
out,
see
John.
Him, you see him play and sing. That'll turn you around.
We'll be at Brewski's.
There you go. Thanks, for John, for giving Dan a chance to plug his band.
Yeah,
too.
Thank you.
Great. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this. This is from a Christian website that advises people, and the advice is based on what the Bible says. And according to this Christian website writer, they give advice to people about gender roles and the roles men should play and women should play. And they have a particular column where they're advising men not to look at your wife's face during sex if she's engaging in sex begrudgingly. In other words, that, okay, let's get this over with. Now, listen to this.
Well, you'll never look at her face.
In a column on the biblicalgenderroles.com website, the writer, Larry Solomon, says men, quote, should not tolerate sexual refusal.
Whoa. Yeah. Not tolerate it?
Says, according to a Christian columnist, women who do not like having sex with their husbands should fake it until she makes it.
Wow.
He says, you need to realize that whether your wife knows it or not, she needs to have sex too. If you don't have sex with your wife at regular intervals, even sometimes when she's not in the mood but consents anyway, you open yourself up to temptation.
Oh.
Now, listen, wives, what he's saying is when you say no, that's what causes guys to have a wandering eye.
Yep.
Now, listen to this. This is from a Christian advice columnist. Focus your eyes on her body, not her face. Focus on the visual pleasure you're receiving by looking at her body. You want to connect with her physically and emotionally during sex, but your wife is the one refusing to connect with you when she has sex begrudgingly, so you must concentrate 100% on the physical side and do not look at her face.
Oh.
He says, men should think of unwilling wives like Medusa, the mythical Greek monster who could turn men into stone if they looked at her face. I know you love your wife, but most men love their wives, but sin is ugly. The writer says, your beautiful bride's face becomes ugly during this sinful time when she is begrudgingly giving you sex as she grimaces, waiting for you to just hurry up and get it over with.
Wow.
Strong advice. Strong advice.
Here, honey, put this bag on.
From Larry Solomon, Christian columnist. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right. Halloween Saturday, we have today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Thursday, Freddie Freeman, today and tomorrow, the two other what I think are the best Halloween jokes. A cab driver picks up a nun. She gets in the cab, and he's staring at her in the mirror, and she can see him staring at her. And she says, my son, you keep looking back at me. Something wrong? And he says, sister, I have a question, but I don't want to offend you. She says, son, look, you can't offend me. I've been a nun for 20 years, and I've seen it all, heard it all. I'm sure there's nothing you could say to me or ask me that I would find offensive. He said, all right. I have always fantasized about making out with a nun. She says, well, let's just see what we can do about that. Pull this cab over. He says, what? She says, go ahead, pull the cab over. She says, now I have to tell you, you have to be single and you have to be Catholic. He goes, yeah, I'm single, I'm Catholic. She says, all right, get in the back seat back here. And they pull in over and he gets the back seat. And I mean, they're making out and the French kissing and everything. And all of a sudden, the driver just breaks down crying. He's sobbing. She says, my dear child, why are you crying? He says, oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, sister. I don't know. I'm going to live with myself. I've sinned, and I've really sinned. I lied to you. I lied to you, and I have to confess, I am not Catholic. I am not single. I'm married. I'm Jewish. I can't believe I did this with a nun. I can't. But she says, now, don't feel so bad. I lied to you, too. I'm not a nun. I'm gay. My name's Kevin. I'm on the way to a Halloween party.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Kind of a mess out there, Dan. There's, you know, even though the accident's been cleared, they still have only the left lane open coming in on eastbound 40 at Highway 94. You're backed up to Winghaven. They still have two left lanes blocked on eastbound 70 before the Blanchette Bridge. Highway 94 is where your backup starts. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 44, they've cleared the accident at Berry Road. Now, you are slow from about Guyer out through Bowles, and then it is the highway still shut down at Highway 50, so look for that jam up from approaching Highway 100 all the way to 50. Just follow the folks in the detour out there. On westbound 364, things are stacking up from approaching Highway 270 all the way out through Highway 94. Eastbound 270 slows Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Southbound 170 is heavy from the Rock Road down through Highway 40. Southbound 55 from the Poplar Street Bridge all the way down through Loughborough. Now, I just got a message from MoDOT saying they've cleared that accident off the ramp from northbound 55 to Loughborough, and southbound 270 stop and go from approaching Page all the way down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000, Aladdin Insulation.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527. 5121, St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen, because at Dr. Bowen, he is world renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Email here from Tom. Tom says, Dan, as long as you keep laughing and playing the harmonica, we're good.
Oh, so, thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Email. And then, how much? We don't have enough time. I'll do this tomorrow. There's a guy who sends me a joke. He wants to know if I've ever heard it. And honest to goodness, it's the Freddie Freeman joke. And he wants to know if I've ever heard it.
But
he's got it all screwed up. He says it's a kid who says brick or breet, B-R, brick or breet. I'm a byret. It's so far off. Thank you, Ruben. Yes, I know the joke, but I know the other version of it. Thanks for it's time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, who will be trick or treating probably this weekend as a 12-year-old. He shouldn't. It's not right, but he does it anyway. And if he comes to your door, just put one of those little small bottles of wine. There's a name for them. They're like two glasses, a half, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put one of those in his bag. He'll love that. It's brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Restaurant. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. And gift cards. Hey, drop a Smokehouse gift card in that kid's bag.
Ooh.
Parents will love that. And let's face it, they're the ones that go through the bag anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Right here. Come, you don't think I ought to get any gun certificate on?
Well, you're not trick-or-treating in St. Louis, or you would.
No.
Somebody drop one in there.
Popquiz question. If this is so easy, it's not even multiple choice.
Okay.
And I don't want anybody cheating.
Okay. No cheating, we promise. I'm serious. We won't.
But by what name do we better know Paul Hewson? Paul Hewson.
Okay.
Politics in Hollywood. While Hillary Clinton publicly plays up to Hollywood and acts like she really cares about what Hollywood says and what they think and what they want her to do, she actually mocks them when they're not around. She calls them the la-la loonies, is what she calls the Hollywood elite. Currently traveling with Hillary is J-Lo. Hello.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Clay Aiken.
Oh, darn.
Folks, listen, listen. All of you and wonderful people in St. Louis, I'm begging you. Never base your vote on what goofy, overpaid, oversexed, egomaniac celebrities say. They have no idea about the real world. You'd be better off by going over to Deerberg's and asking the checker at the grocery.
Bet you Katy Perry couldn't tell you one thing about the policies or accomplishments of Hillary Clinton.
She couldn't even tell you the three
branches of the
government.
No, I don't think she could either.
Odds and ends, Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Says she only wears one-piece bathing suits because never wears bikinis because she says she's shy. I don't believe that for a second. I don't get that. I hear President Obama will be living in Chicago most of the time when he leaves the White House. However,
there's always a however in life.
He will have a place in Palm Springs and in Honolulu. That's a tough life. I know. Traffic, terrible. World Series starts tonight. Mets, Royals. You know, I mean, you know my connection with Missouri and Kansas City. You know, my sister lives out there in Kansas City, and my connection to St. Louis. My daughter lives in. But I just think the Mets pitching is too good.
Royals.
Can win, huh?
I want the Royals to win.
Yes.
I mean, I won't be sad if the Royals.
I do too. It's a Missouri thing now.
What's that?
Royals. We're in Missouri. Come on. We're Missourians. Yeah. Let's stick with our own
show
state.
Show me state.
Yeah. Show me a winner.
Show me a winner.
I am the New York Mets, so they're pitching staff.
Wow. Okay. We'll see.
I won't be upset if the Royals win. I can't lose on this because, I love the Royals, love the Mets. And the stadium, I was going to use it somewhere else down the road. But Kauffman Stadium, I've seen a no-hitter thrown there, which is...
That's a cool stadium, actually.
Yeah,
what's
really cool.
What's the stadium called?
Kauffman.
Oh, okay. there's a golf man right there.
More baseball nuggets. Pete Rose and Alex Rodriguez have been a part of the pregame, postgame TV show for the playoffs, and they're there for the World Series, and they've been signed up for next year as well. Alex is informative. Pete Rose is hilarious. I think the whole thing's worked. Have you seen them? Have you seen that show?
I saw Pete Rose.
He's funny.
You know what? And I think it's good that we're seeing now more and more of Pete Rose because he is entertaining.
He's very entertaining.
Yeah, it's not for me to say whether or not you should let him back in. That's not for me to make the call. But I find him to be funny. And I think that he's now actually kind of comfortable. Obviously, he'd like to be in, but he's found out now how to play with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right on. New York Post headline above a story about a flam woman who's been cashing her dead mother's Social Security check.
Oh.
For 31 years.
You can't do that?
She's cashed $291,313.
Ooh.
Headline screams, crime of the past. Did there?
Not their best.
No.
Not their best.
Jail, I think. She's going to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
Date in history, October 27th, 1492. Okay, let's see how smart you are if you paid attention when you were in school. Are you ready?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
What did Columbus discover on this date in 1492?
The Bahamas.
Yeah.
Be precise.
You mean what in the way of land or what food product?
Nassau.
You mean
Bahamas?
Geography?
Well, that's what he was. He was an explorer.
Yeah, but on the long way, he discovered lots of things.
He discovered that his poop was the texture of toothpaste.
Now, see, you ruined our show.
What in the world?
He could have discovered corn liquor. He could have discovered a particular other food item. No.
Yeah.
No.
It was pretty funny. I actually did an interview with one of the most boring people in my life. He was a doctor. And somehow I got to poop. This is many years ago in the beginning of my career.
Oh,
and I go,
goodness.
Well, tell me about the, what should the consistency of poop be?
Oh, my.
He got into great detail. It should be like toothpaste. and explained the nuts and the whole thing.
You're pooping on yourself.
Mike, we're going to edit out everything you just did. Peon, edit that whole segment out.
You're not peeing on
yourself.
That's not
going to hit the airway. That's never going out over the air.
I'm sorry. I'm
pooping
sorry,
all
guy.
Over
I
yourself.
I never should have gone. I just...
No, Mike, don't worry about it. It's edited out.
Anyway.
No, poop-cident. It's gone. It's edited out.
Anyway.
No.
What did he... What in 1492, on this date, October 27, did Columbus discover?
We don't know.
Gonorrhea.
Slavery, we know that. We learned that on Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Cuba.
On this day, October 27, 1970,
lye surgical acid diethylamide.
What?
What?
Huh? LSD was made an illegal drug in the United States. Anybody in the studio ever take LSD?
No.
Nope. No.
Nobody took LSD?
No.
Nope.
You got to be kidding me.
No. I only smoked pot. I was afraid to do anything else.
I used to, when I was, 20 years old, we took that LSD.
Well, it sure didn't affect your brain.
No.
Not at all. Yeah. No harm.
Nope.
Are you being facetious, supercilious, bombastic?
And finally...
You know, I thought I had such a good report, and it seems you people have just...
It was good until the very end.
Until you turned it to toothpaste poop, and then...
It was good till the very end.
You ruined your own report.
How often do you get to hear about toothpaste poop on the broadcast?
You brought up,
not very often.
You brought up poopsident. Makes your teeth brighter.
That is...
Man.
And finally, I'm editing in that
fire.
Out. No, yeah. I'm going to edit that out too. They'll never hear that
the
either.
Feces and finally, are flying everywhere.
Here's what they'll hear. It'll pick up right here. And finally.
And finally.
There you go. We'll edit that up against just before you started talking about that doctor.
Paul Houston. Who is that?
I have no idea.
Paul Houston. I don't know.
Paul Houston. H-E-W-S-O-N.
How do you spell it?
Who is this?
How do you spell it?
H-E-W-S-O-N. Who is this?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
Bono.
I knew it, but you know what? I didn't want to say it because it made me sound real smart.
The only reason I knew it is... You certainly don't want to challenge... You don't want to have that happen.
No, I knew it because Judy the Cutie Martin texted it to me.
Anyway.
But like I said, I'm not a cheater.
What was that?
No, goodbye.
Soup.
Yeah. Wow, that was Mike Evans. Oh, hang on, I'm getting a call.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
What?
Tom Sainer from Antigons. Hang on.
No, we didn't. That was... No, we had nothing to do with that poop thing. That toothpaste thing. That's his own... No. All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He says he'll stay on anyway as a sponsor.
Okay, good. But,
Tom Sainer, Antigons. Antigons, located... That's a great restaurant, by the way, located right next door to the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Amini's. Is the most unusual-looking building in Chesterfield Valley. It has a copper-domed top. And when you go in, it's also still the most unusual building or store. The contents, it's a collection of things you're not going to find anywhere else. It's a terrific collection of arcade games, video pinball games, jukeboxes, shuffleboard, pool tables, the Jaffe Lighting Collection on the second floor. And if you haven't been for a couple of months, please go back. They just redid this whole place, and it's magnificent. And they're selling Glennon cards. This is a $50 card you buy, and that $50, all of it goes to Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Now, you've donated $50, but wait, there's more. For doing that, you get 20% off anything you purchase, except I believe the games, but any the furniture and the lighting, you get 20% off anything you buy from now through November 1st. And that offer and that 20% discount is good at over 300 different stores and vendors. And they'll give you a booklet listing all the places where you get all that for just doing something good. $50 to Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Get into Amini's, get your card, buy your card, and start taking advantage of your 20% off. Aminis, Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Yeah, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with this accident on eastbound 70 before the Blanchette Bridge. The two left lanes are blocked. Still working with the crash on eastbound 40. The crash is gone, but they only have the left lane opened at Highway 94, and you're backed up to Winghaven. Westbound 44 drivers, you're jammed up from Jefferson out through Murdoch, and then they still have Highway 44 shut down at Highway 50 going westbound. We have westbound 364 jammed up from 270 through the Veterans Bridge, westbound 40 from Compton to Big Bend, southbound 170 slow Midland through Highway 40, eastbound 270 from McDonald through 170, and then your slow pockets out through about 367. And then you also have southbound 55, some slow to stop and go areas from the Poplar Street Bridge down through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Extrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Extrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Fox 2 weather on KTRS is brought to you by John Beal Roofing.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
50 years ago tomorrow, they topped off the Gateway Arch. Tonight, my interview with the man who was there to cover the story. I think you recognize this guy.
Travelers throughout our area witnessing several accidents and delays. What is causing the bad traffic?
And the public is invited to voice their comments and concerns about the possible relocation of the Rams.
First on Fox, it's been a busy day as far as traffic goes.
That's right. There have been accidents, closings, one on I-64, I-70, and I-55. Many are wondering if weather has anything to do with it, so we check in first with Dave Murray. Some of them, Dave,